On Friday, Chinese online commerce conglomerate Alibaba made its highly anticipated initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange. Today, they got even bigger after underwriters purchased an additional 48 million shares from the company at $68 each. The purchases brought the company's total IPO to $25 billion, making it the largest in history. And we're here with Melissa Yang, online tech reporter for the Los Angeles Business Journal. We're here talking about Alibaba. Now, this IPO was originally turned down in China, and then they had to go to the U.S., and now they're on the New York Stock Exchange.
So Alibaba actually did go public back in 2007. Alibaba.com went public on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange at the peak of the market. And, you know, 5 years after that, Jack Ma, who was the founder, he took the company back to being private. And it was a lot of different factors, some of them being that there was a trading scandal that saw two of the top people leave the company. There was disappointing earnings. I mean, it was just a bad economic time in 2000. By the time it was 2012, so they took it off. And then they decided to put it on the New York Stock Exchange, which is a big deal because of the fact that competing with the NASDAQ stock market, you know, a lot of tech companies have been going to the New York Stock Exchange.
And is there something about the New York Stock Exchange that is attractive to a tech company?
I think the fact that these companies want to be big players with other ones too. So when you have a stock exchange that is already attracting your fellow competitors on there, it's a direct competition with them.
Now, one of the major buyers of this IPO was Yahoo.
So Yahoo acquired its Alibaba stake in 2005 for $1 billion, and that was about a 22-23% stake in the company. And so with Friday's IPO, they likely made about $8.3 to $9.5 billion. And after taxes, their cash stockpile will probably be about $3.1 billion richer. What this IPO does for Yahoo is that it really is able to free up a lot of money for them to kind of continue their progression in hopes of, you know, really competing with Google and also being a media powerhouse.
Now that Alibaba is fully out on the market, there has been a lot of debate over just how big they're going to get. Some are saying that they're going to be bigger than Walmart. What do you think about that? How much growth do you think Alibaba is going to see?
Friday, Jack Ma, again, the founder, he had said, you know, quote, "We want to be bigger than Walmart," and that's the plan for them. There potentially could be. I mean, a lot of their business does come from China, which, you know, they make up about 80% of all online transactions in China. So by sheer volume itself, they're already doing more business than eBay and Amazon combined. In the U.S., there's still a lot of, as big as online transactions are, there's still a lot of dependence on brick and mortar stores. And especially since those brick and mortar stores like Walmart are already going online, it's kind of that niche for Alibaba to really dominate is a lot smaller than I think people might think.
What does a debut like this say about where the tech industry is going?
I mean, when you compare it to Facebook, Facebook's IPO was about $16 billion, just for reference, so you can kind of understand how huge this is. And for it to be a Chinese company coming to American markets is also showing how, you know, global this world is also becoming. It's not just about Silicon Valley anymore.
We've been talking with Melissa Yang, tech reporter for the LA Business Journal. Melissa, thank you for your time today.
Thanks.
Now it's time.